Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
National leaders of the Democratic Party are descending on San Francisco as they look forward to the 2020 election. For more, we're joined live in studio this morning by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. And Mr. Brown, I'm assuming that there's going to be some very serious hobnobbing and speechifying going on.
Oh, absolutely. And optimism is just, it knows no bound. We all think that Trump is defeatable, particularly in the states that gave us a bad time last time around. And we're looking forward to celebrating it before we do it.
Because there's a good chance you might not be able to do it.
No. Phil, you got to be optimistic about this. We finally have gotten it in our heads that we're going to run 50 state campaigns, period.
No, you haven't, because you have a split. Even as they come to San Francisco, you've got the young activists saying, enough of this gluing around the edges and trying to sell everybody in America. We want some hard answers. We want debates on climate change. We want debates on guns. We want debates on every issue out there.
Well, we're going to give them the opportunity to say that as they explain how they could allow Trump to win again if they pulled that stunt again. It just isn't going to happen, Phil. This time, we're going to win, and they're going to come under the fold like everybody else.
Well, I got to ask you, though. I mean, we've always talked about single-issue politics.
Right.
But the argument from the climate change crowd is this is the only issue. You can't have any other issues if we're all dead from global warming.
Yeah, but it's projected to be a very long time, and we can get to it appropriately.
Okay, we're going to table the bill is what he's saying.
No, what he's saying
I know what you're doing over there.
No, what he's doing is this. He doesn't want Democrats debating single issue, whether it's guns or climate control or anything, because the activist core takes over the debate, and the Democrats find themselves on national TV defending positions they get forced into.
One of the cable news networks has a big town hall coming up on climate change, and it's my understanding that, at least initially, Kamala Harris said she would not participate. Is that a mistake?
Well, I just got to think that every time you get an opportunity to be seen on any subject matter where people suspect you to say one thing and you say another, you probably should do it. It would be, in my opinion, a major mistake for Kamala Harris or anybody else to avoid the opportunity to straighten out people's attitudes about climate change.
Right. But let's roll that tape back a little bit. You said to say one place, say one thing one place, and
no,
one thing another.
No, you did.
I'm not sure he said exactly that.
His point was that, you know, you got an opportunity that people might say one thing in one room and then in another.
Listen, Mr. Matier, you've got to demonstrate that you have complete knowledge of the subject matter, and you got to be prepared to evidence a good understanding of how to solve the problem, no matter how long it takes.
Okay, so let me take you as a case in point. For years, your politics said one thing in one part of the state and another in the other. And you used to get busted every once in a while from somebody who said, that's not what you said last night across town.
And it's always because I get better knowledge on the next trip. And people got to be prepared to do that.
Times have changed, too. But on the climate issue thing, you really had this big problem the Democrats or everybody with the Green New Deal kind of approach has, which is saying, hey, this will not only save the planet but create jobs, the flag and apple pie will all, because it gets cast the other way. They've never been able to get around that.
But see, there clearly is not a street person's understanding of what's meant by climate change. Ordinary people don't run around saying on the streets every day, what are we going to do about climate change? It is still an esoteric issue for the intellectuals and for the kind of elites. And we have to be careful not to pin our choice of who gets that nomination and who gets the presidency on that single issue.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.